ABC Listen. Podcasts, radio, news, music, and more.
The Mighty Challenge.
We have got five topics in the Mighty Challenge for this evening. They are 2026, resolutions, eating healthy, Jans, Janets and Janices, and things that can be rolled. They all are as weird as you would expect. Kicking us off tonight, Jack, welcome to Nightlife.
Hey, how you going?
I'm good, mate. How's your evening?
Yeah, it's good so far, thank you.
You get to pick where you would like to start out of those five categories. Where do you want to kick us off?
Oh, we'll go 2026.
2026, all right. Alongside Cortina d'Ampezzo, which Italian city will be hosting the 2026 Winter Olympics?
Oh, far out. You're asking the person.
It's a tough one. They're always tough. It's the Mighty Challenge. It's always tough.
Yeah. That is Rome.
Sorry, you broke up a bit there. Was that an answer or were you passing?
That was Rome.
I can't hear you, mate. Sorry, you're not actually coming through very clearly. Give me one more go on this.
Sorry, Rome?
No, not Rome. Thank you very much. Sorry about that, Jack. It was just a bit hard to hear you on that one. Matthew's in Carlton. Matthew, welcome to Nightlife.
Oh, g'day.
So the question is, and it's just our first question, alongside Cortina d'Ampezzo, which Italian city will be hosting the 2026 Winter Olympics? We know it is not Rome.
I think it's Milan.
Milan, absolutely the answer we were looking for, Matthew. Thank you very much. Do you watch the Olympics when they're on? I don't watch a lot of Winter Olympics, to be honest.
Oh, but I love curling.
Oh, my, you know what? Now that you've said it, I'm like, yes. Curling, I don't understand anything that's happening, but it's amazing to watch.
It's incredible. The brooms, the big stone.
It's very impressive stuff. We can move your categories. I can read them out for you again, or you can stay in 2026.
Could we hear them again?
You can indeed. 2026 is where we are. We have resolutions. We have eating healthy. We have Jans, Janets, and Janices. And we have things that can be rolled.
Right. Let's stick with 2026.
Probably a good call on that one. Yeah. Which country is scheduled to leave the World Health Organization on the 22nd of January this year, 2026?
Probably the US.
The USA is exactly the right answer on that one. In 21 days, 3 weeks' time, they will leave the WHO, the World Health Organization. Matthew, very you bad. Are 2-2. Are we staying here?
Yes.
Yeah, right. Which Australian state is expected to hold its election in November this year?
November this year. Oh. Then it'd have to be WA?
Not WA. Matthew, you got us rolling to start off with, and thank you very much for doing that. Who's getting it right? Lots of people coming in with Milan. Yes, absolutely right. Things that can be rolled. Joe Cheeky, very funny indeed. Let's see, who have we got here? Vanessa, welcome to Nightlife.
G'day, how are you going?
I'm good, Vanessa. The question you're up to, you're in the third question of 2026, and it is, which state is expected to hold its election in November this year?
And I went South Australia.
It's not South Australia and it's not WA either. Oh, no. Sorry about that. John in Venus Bay. John, welcome to Nightlife.
Hello.
Hello indeed. How are you?
Well, I'm going to say Brisbane. I heard that.
So it's a state. You've said a city. Do you want to stay?
Oh, the state of Queensland. Obviously.
State of Queensland is not correct either. We are running out of states. We'll get there eventually. We'll go to Sadie, who's in Inverloch. Sadie, welcome to Nightlife. Sadie, you with me?
Hi, yeah, I'm with you.
Hey, Sadie, how are you?
We're running out of states, really, aren't we?
We are rapidly running out of states. Which state do you think is going to hold its election in November this year?
Tasmania?
Not Tasmania. I think we're going to get this one just simply by attrition sometime soon. Lorenzo, welcome back. How are you?
Oh, hello there, Nick. Good, thank you.
The question is, which state is expected to hold its election in November this year? Not WA, not South Australia, not Queensland, and not Tasmania.
I think it's only Victoria or New South Wales left. I have no idea if I'm going to go for New South Wales.
It's not New South Wales either. If you think you know the answer to this one, and thank you, Ross in Scoresby, getting it correct, Joe getting it correct, Rom getting it correct, Paul getting it correct on the text line, help me out here, 1-300-800-222. I genuinely think, Anna, who's in Caulfield, we may have run out of states. I think there is only one answer left for you right now.
Well, I was ringing when the other people were saying what states, but I think it's Victoria.
It is absolutely Victoria that will be having an election, we hope, in November this year. That's the expectation. Thank you very much for that, Anna. Anne, my apologies. Sorry, Anne. Yeah. Rude of me.
No worries.
You are in the category of 2026. There are other categories available to you. They are resolutions, eating healthy, Jans, Janets and Janices, and things that can be rolled. Where would you like to go?
I'm dicing up with the eating healthy, but the things that can be rolled sounds very tempting, so I'll give it a try. Thank you.
Good on you. I like it when people choose the weird ones. I think that's fun.
I don't know what this is.
It's a very weird one. I'll just say that for you. On the periodic table...
Oh, shit. Okay. Sorry.
You're okay. Which element lies between platinum and mercury?
Oh, I can tell you the first two or three, but I can't go much further. Oh, gosh. Well, I suppose it's one that's a relatively common one, you know, not something, you know, with these strange names. I will just say, oh, God, I haven't got the foggiest idea. But I should have chosen a different topic. Okay, it's something that can be rolled. Something that can be rolled. So let's... yeast is... Is there a thing called bullium?
I really like the inventiveness on that one. Good on you, Anne. 1-300-800-222. Keep the calls coming in. We've got plenty of lines available. Keep playing along on the text line as well. 0467-922-702. James in Chermside. James, how's your evening?
Yeah, can't complain. Thanks, mate.
Oh, good. Well, you might be about to complain because I think you've got a pretty tricky one here, to be honest. So the category is things that can be rolled, and the question is, on the periodic table, which element lies between platinum and mercury?
Plutonium?
Not plutonium, but thank you very much, and I hope the rest of your evening is better than that. You've got something to complain about now. Susan in Hobart, yes, you are correct. Cole in Wagga Wagga, yes, you are absolutely correct. No Maria and no Amanda and no Rom. So a few people getting that right. Julie, you've got it correct as well. Julie, you could be calling in 1-300-800-222. Let's see what Kelly has to say. Kelly, welcome to Nightlife.
Oh, no. Hi.
Oh, no.
Yeah, no. I'm not sure if I know this.
So
and now I feel silly because so many people texted in with the right answer.
No, never. The text line, they're just very clever people, but they're playing at home. It's only you and me here at the moment. So
okay.
The category, and I think there's something in the category to remember, things that can be rolled. So on the periodic table, which element lies between platinum and mercury?
Okay. I have to think of the symbols for them. Mercury, PQR. Wait on, give me a sec.
That's okay. You can have a second.
Gosh. And things that can be rolled, and things, so that's plural.
Well, the category is things that can be rolled. So, yeah.
The answer is going to be tied to things that can be rolled. Rocks, mercury, no. I just can't do it.
Don't panic at all, Kelly. Thank you. I like the way you're thinking it out. George in Fremantle, yes. Raish, yes. Ross, no. Who else is getting it right? Lynn in Perth saying tonight's quiz is cracking me up. This is a good one. And Adrian, you've actually knocked it out of the park. You've got it all together. 1-300-800-222. You better get some calls in. There's a lot of empty lines right now. 1-300-800-222. Otherwise, it's all down to Dusty in Inverloch. Dusty, welcome to Nightlife.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm great.
How are you feeling about this question?
Well, there's been a few interesting answers, but who knows? It could come from anywhere, right? Maybe it's gold.
Maybe it is gold. Maybe it's gold, rolled gold. Thank you very much. Well done, Dusty.
Yes!
Gold was exactly what we were looking for. You can move out of things that can be rolled. We've got other categories. What are you feeling like?
What was that on? The health.
So you've got 2026. There's still two questions left in that. No one has touched resolutions yet. We have eating healthy, and we have Jans, Janets, and Janices.
Let's go eating healthy.
Good on you. Not something I'm very good at, but yeah. Meaning for life, what term is used to describe the good live bacteria that you'll find in fermented food like kimchi, kefir, and yogurt?
The good bacteria in kimchi,
kefir, yogurt. And yogurt. A word that means for life.
Yeah, probiotics.
Probiotic is exactly correct, Dusty. Well done. Probiotic is what we're looking for. Do you want to stay in eating healthy? Where do you want to go?
Yeah, let's roll with that. We're rolling the gold.
All right. Yep. No, you are on a roll. I'm very impressed. Often called a superfood, which grain was a staple of the Incan Empire and one of the few plant foods that contains all 9 essential amino acids?
Amaranth?
No, but you would... Doing so well too. Dusty, thank you very much for getting us through quite a long way on that one. 1-300-800-222. Who's getting this right? Lots of people coming in with probiotics. I love it. And yes, everyone kind of, slapping their forehead now that we got the gold question right. Rolled gold. Susan in Hobart, you are absolutely correct with this particular question. Ian in Dover. Ian, how are you?
I'm very, very well. Thank you very much for asking.
Oh, it's good to have you back, and I hope you're doing well. So the question number 2 in eating healthy, often called a superfood, which grain was a staple of the Incan Empire and one of the very few plant foods that contains all 9 essential amino acids?
And boy, do I know the name of this. But boy, can I absolutely! Oh, I brought some brown rice with this in it a few weeks ago. Oh, this is crucifixion. everyone who listens to Nightlife and knows my voice from around here are just laughing at the moment. I give up. I'm going to go. I'm ashamed of myself. Goodbye.
Thank you. No shame at all. No shame at all. Maria, no, not the right answer. John, not the right answer. Maria and Altona, you definitely have the right number, but not the right answer. Sorry about that. George in Fremantle, not the right answer at all. Cole in Wagga Wagga, absolutely correct. Loz, welcome. How are you?
I'm very well, and you?
I'm very well. Loz, often called a superfood, which grain was a staple of the Incan Empire? It is one of the few plant foods that contains all 9 essential amino acids.
I think it's quinoa.
Quinoa is the answer we were looking for, Loz. Thank you very much. I would have even accepted quinoa, which is what I called it for an embarrassingly long time
me
before
too.
Someone corrected me.
So I was about to say.
When you see it written, it's hard to know. Anyway, yeah. Quinoa. You're in eating healthy, but you could move around if you wanted to. We've got 2026. We have resolutions. We have Jans, Janets, and Janices, and things that can be rolled.
Resolutions, we'll have a go at, please.
Good man. In technologies and displays, what name is given to a resolution of approximately 4,000 pixels?
Is it like something, are you asking for like a something times something? You know how they have those different 100 times 80p? Or is it just a word?
It is just a simple phrase. So there's not a complex series of numbers. That's about the closest I can give you. And people will be getting angry at me because that sounds a lot like a hint now. So I'm sorry about that.
Can you just say the question once more for me?
In technology and displays like TVs, what name is given to a resolution of approximately 4,000 pixels?
High definition.
Not high definition. I'm really sorry, Loz, but thank you very much for playing along. Who's getting it right on the text line? Frank is, absolutely. Amanda, no. Ross in Scoresby, yes, correct. The ABC shouldn't model such poor grammar. I apologise for that. 1-300-800-222. 1-300-800-222. Get the calls in. Keep playing on the text line, 0467-922-702. Phil over in WA. Phil, welcome to Nightlife.
Oh, hi there.
You're on a question. You're on the first question of resolutions, and it is in technology and displays like TV, what name is given to a resolution of approximately 4,000 pixels?
Yeah, when I heard 4,000, I'm just wondering if it's sort of one of those powers of two going up, you know, so many times. Oh, my God. But pixels. No, look, because that approximately 4,000, I think we're giving it away there, maybe.
I'm biting my tongue. I'm not saying anything.
No. What is that? 2 to the power of, like, 12 or something? Pixels. Look. I really wanted to ring in when you're doing the gold one.
I know. I'm sorry. We'll get back. If you get this right, we can move you back into things that can be rolled. But you've got to give me an answer.
Pixels. I'm going to say megapixels, but I have no idea.
It is not megapixels. But, mate, thank you very much, Phil. I'm sorry we couldn't get you through. Jim in Campbelltown. Yes, absolutely correct. Jane, yeah, but not the answer we're looking for what it's worth. Maureen Bunbury, absolutely correct as well. Dickie's in Double Bay. Dickie, welcome to Nightlife.
Well, thanks for having me. I'm totally sure little sleep deprived is normal this time of year.
Oh, yes.
Believe it's 4K.
4K. Thank you very much. Exactly right. Approximately 4,000 pixels. Not quite, but that's where we get the 4K from.
Well, the K is a kilo, and 4 is 4, is if my math is correct.
That is very good. That's only knocked out, by the way, 7 questions. So we've still got a bit of time to go on this. You are currently in resolutions, but we can move you around. You've also got 2026. You've got eating healthy, Jans, Janets, and Janices, and things that can be rolled.
2026. I mean, what would that all be about?
I can't imagine. Would you like to find out?
Well, very much so.
All right, done. The question is, which capital city is hosting Eurovision for 2026?
Oh, God damn it. Well, I guess it wouldn't be Tel Aviv. and I guess it wouldn't be Moscow. And I live in Tallinn. I'm Estonian. And look, I'll put one out there and say...
Mm. Say where, sorry?
No, well, it's got to be a capital, yeah?
Capital city. Which capital city is hosting Eurovision 2026?
Paris.
Not Paris, but Dickie, I hope you get a little bit of sleep on that one. Luke in Brizzy. Luke, welcome to Nightlife.
Hey, Nick, how are you?
I'm good. The question is, and you're in 2026 is the category, which capital city is hosting Eurovision 2026?
No idea, so I'll just guess Stockholm.
Not Stockholm, but thank you. How's your night gone so far? You doing well?
Yeah, it's quite calm and pleasant up here. How's Shep tonight?
Shep is actually quite lovely and all the more fun for being able to play through on the Mighty Challenge. 1-300-800-222. 1-300-800-222. Marie, you have got it correct. Katrina, you have got it correct. Anne and Ross, you have got it correct. No Rom and no Maria. Sorry about that. Joanna in Newcastle. Hello.
Hi.
Hi. Hi. Would you like the question again, or are you okay?
I heard it, yeah. I think it's Vienna.
Vienna is absolutely right. Well done, Joanna. Yay. We have one question left in this category, and we've got a lot of questions elsewhere, so I can move you around if you want.
Oh, well, I'll try. Can I try the Jans and Janices?
Oh, thank you very much. I'm quite excited about this one. Jans, Janets, and Janices. So, question number one. In which musical would you hear the song "Damn It, Janet"?
Oh, the Rocky Horror Show, is it called?
The road was long, but I ran it.
Janet.
If there's a fire in my heart and you fan it,
Janet.
If there's one fool for you, then I am it.
Janet.
I've one thing to say, and that's "Damn It, Janet, I love you."
Joanna, two for two. Rocky Horror was exactly what I was looking for. Jans, Janets and Janices, or are you moving you around? What would you like?
Well, I'll try them. Jans and Janets.
All right, done. Question number two in this category. Which journalist co-presented Question Everything alongside Will Anderson?
I think she's Jeanette Francis. Is it Jan Fran, I think she called it.
Jan Fran is exactly the answer I am looking for. You are three for three. Jan Fran, very entertaining.
Yeah, she used to be on SBS.
She did. Yeah. She used to be on, what was that, the one with Mark Fennell?
Mark Fennell, yeah.
What was it called? I feel bad. I should remember what that was called.
Oh, gosh.
That's okay. So do I. I feel really bad about that. Mark, if you're listening, I'm sorry. Joanna, where can I move you to, or would you like to stay here?
Oh, I'll stay here, thanks.
Yeah. All right, done. Rawls Janet is a variety of which fruit?
What's it called again? Something. So the first word? What's the first word?
Rawls. R-A-L-L-S. Rawls Janet is a variety of what fruit?
I'm going to say
fruit?
Apple.
Apple, yes.
Yeah, I've had that question before, you know, sometime in the past.
In my past, not in my 2 weeks,
no,
I can tell you that. Oh, boy, okay, all right.
I think it might be an American apple.
I've never actually heard of it. All right, you have got four questions correct. You were doing really well. Hang on, wait up. Yeah. We've just done 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11 questions down. We're halfway through this hour. Are you staying in this category or am I moving you around?
I'll risk it. I'll try another one. Yeah.
All right, good on you. 1969's I Got Dem Old Cosmic Blues Again, Mama was the debut solo album from which singer?
It has to be Janis Joplin, I'd say.
Yes, Joanna, Janis Joplin, the correct answer on that. You've got five questions down. You are halfway to a black magnet. So halfway to making my dreams come true. No pressure on you, though. No pressure on you at all.
I think that's going to happen.
There's a final question left in Jan's, Janet's and Janice's, or I can move you around.
I'll try another one. Thanks.
All right. Janet Leigh was nominated for Best Supporting Actress for her role in which 1960 film?
That horrible one. What's it called? Psycho?
Psycho, yes, absolutely right, Psycho. Oh, did you find that horrible? I actually studied that back at university. It's quite an interesting film. No.
Maybe interesting. But
Thank you. You have wiped out the Jans, the Janets, and the Janices. That was all you. You did all of that. No one else touched a single one in there, Joanna. Well done. Now, that means we do have to move you on, though. We can take you to things that can be rolled. We have one question left in 2026. And quite a few questions left in resolutions or eating healthy.
Eating, I'll try eating healthy. Thanks.
Try eating healthy. Okay. Found in high concentrations in oily fish, which type of fatty acid is suggested to be good for brain health and reducing inflammation?
I think the name of it. I don't know. Omega. I don't know. I can't think of omega 6. I really don't know.
That's exactly. Okay. No, it's not omega 6, but you're doing so well.
Yeah, that's okay.
Joanna, thank you very much. A few people had texted in saying if you were going to go 10 for 10, Joanna would be the one to do it. And you came real close. That was six in a row, Joanna. Well done. Who's getting it right on the text line? Ross, yes. Susie, yes. Rom, yes. Maria, not all the way there. We do need all of it. Amanda, same with you. Jim's getting it correct as well. 1-300-800-222. Keep the calls coming in. Keep the texts coming in on 0467-922-702. We are into the Mighty Challenge in the third hour. Louise in Box Hill. Louise, welcome to Nightlife.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. How are you? You have been stuck in a question. So once you get this right, we can move you into a different category. But you are in eating healthy. And the question is, found in high concentration in oily fish, which type of fatty acid is regarded as good for brain health and reducing inflammation? It is not omega-6.
No, I think it's omega-3.
Omega-3. Absolutely correct, Louise. Thank you very much. We can keep you in eating healthy. We can move you on. I can give you the categories again if you need.
Thank you, yes.
But done. There's one question left in 2026. We have resolutions. We have eating healthy. And we have things that can be rolled.
I think I might go resolution.
Good for you. Which nine words come next in this song, Message to My Girl? So the lyrics are, no more empty self-possession, vision swept under the mat. What are the next nine words?
I have to sing it in my head. I know this would end song.
You're singing along in your head? Is that what you're trying to do?
In my head. Hang on just one sec. I feel like a long jump. I have to run up. Hang on.
That's okay. So, yep. Message to My Girl is the song. The line is, no more empty self-possession, vision swept under the mat. What are the next nine words?
No, I can't do it.
That's okay. I was going to make you sing it as well, not just say it to me. I was going to be real cruel. We're going to turn this into karaoke. Louise, you got through really well, and thank you. 1-300-800-222. If anyone's a big fan of that song in particular, Message to My Girl. We'll see what Peter in Five Dock has to say for himself. Peter, welcome to Nightlife.
Hello, hello.
Hello, hello. The song, Message to My Girl, the lyrics, no more empty self-possession, vision swept under the mat. What are the next nine words?
no New Year's resolution. It's more than that.
No more empty self-possession.
Peter, if we were doing points, I'd give you an extra point for singing. I was so happy that you did that. Thank you. Would you like to stay in resolutions? Would you like to move categories?
Oh, stay here, I guess.
All right, done. In 1946, which body adopted its first resolution on the peaceful use of nuclear energy?
So the United Nations?
Yeah, I'll give you that. United Nations General Assembly was what I was looking for, but I'm quite happy with your answer on that. If people are unhappy with that, they can text me on 0467 922 702. Where would you like to go, Peter?
Oh, stay here, I guess.
All right, done. According to the website finder.com.au, what is the most common New Year's resolution for 2026?
To lose weight.
Not to lose weight. Definitely the ballpark, but not to lose weight. Peter, thank you very much for getting us where we got to. Sam in WA. Sam, welcome to Nightlife.
Morning, Nick. How are you?
I'm good. Morning for me, not for you. Good on you for jumping over. How's your evening been so far?
Yeah, oh, good, thanks. The question is a New Year's resolution, is it?
It is, it is. According to the web...
I've made a resolution to give up smoking.
How have you gone with that?
Yeah, good. I haven't had one all day.
Well, good for you. It's a pretty common one. According to the website finder.com.au, what is the most common New Year's resolution for 2026? It's not going to the gym.
I'm probably wrong. I say give up smoking.
It's not giving up smoking either. I think this one might turn into a bit of a tricky one, to be honest. But, hey, Sam, good on you. It's not an easy thing to give up smoking, and well done on you. So it is not losing weight. It is not giving up smoking. It's all got a bit of a general theme, though. Pearl in Darwin. Pearl, nice to hear from you. How are you?
Hi, I'm good, Nick. Thank you. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you as well. Did you have fun last night? We didn't hear from you.
I did. I was out.
Ooh, la la la. Did you have a good night?
Yep, did have a good night with family and friends, yeah.
Oh, good. Great. According to finder.com.au, what is the most common New Year's resolution for 2026?
Gosh, I have no idea. I resolved not to make a resolution.
Yeah, I did that about 8 years ago. My resolution was no more resolutions. And I've kept it. I've been very good.
Well, if it's not losing weight and it's not giving up smoking,
no.
Is it giving up drinking?
It's not giving up drinking either, okay. Unfortunately, but thank you. It's, yeah, who's getting it right here? So, Darren and Mossman, no. Alan, no. Marie, you are the closest. This is a bit of a tricky one, I think. So, I'm going to take the ballpark on this one. So, Marie, you are correct on that one. Karen... Yeah, I'd take that. Yeah, Karen, I think you're in the ballpark as well. We got Amon on the line. Amon, welcome to Nightlife. Hello. Oh, hang on. Let's try that again. Amon, welcome to Nightlife.
Hello.
Hello. I can get you now. Sorry about that. I just punched the wrong button on that one. How's your evening?
Good, thanks.
Good. I can give you the question again, or are you feeling prepped up to answer?
Yeah, that's all right. I heard something about this on the radio this afternoon, but now trying to recall it on the spot. I think I remember that financial resolutions are very common, but I feel as though it was something more like trying to improve health and fitness.
Yes, improve fitness, get fit, anything like that I would have taken. That is correct. That is the number one resolution for 2026, according to the website finder.com.au. Eamon, thank you very much for getting us there. We've still got one question left in 2026, one question left in resolutions. You've got eating healthy, and we've got things that can be rolled. Where would you like to go?
Oh, that's a tricky one. I guess we'll just stay here, see what comes up. Next one, 2026.
Resolution? Oh, hang on. You were in resolutions. Did you want to move to 2026? Yeah. No?
I can stay with that.
All right, cool. Resolution is a 2013 song from which Australian musician?
Oh, it's a tough one. I'm not. What was it, 2013?
Yep, Resolution, a 2013 song from which Australian musician?
I'll just take a swing at it and say Jimmy Barnes.
Not Jimmy Barnes. but, yeah, mate, thank you very much. Have a really good evening. 1-300-800-222. There are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 questions left. Let's see if we can knock them out before we move in to the next hour. Andy in Bateman's Bay is going to help us. Andy, welcome to Nightlife.
No, the only person that springs to mind is Troy Cassidaly, but I guess I'm bombing out there.
Yeah, unfortunately, but thank you anyway. Not Troy Cassidaly and not, as we just heard, Jimmy Barnes either. Who is it going to be? 1-300-800-222. Claire?
Hello.
Hello, Claire.
Not to get this.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. You've hit this one as well. We do know it's not Troy Cassidaly. We do know it is not. Who did we else have? Jimmy Barnes. But it's a 2013 song called Resolution. What Australian musician is it from?
The only one I can even think of is Keith Urban.
Not Keith Urban either, but thank you very much, Claire. 0467 922 702 if you're playing along on the text line. Cole in Wagga Wagga, no. Rom, no. Cheryl, no. Matt Corby, yeah. Oh, I just said the name. Now we're going to have to change that one. That's my first big stuff up. I'm so sorry about that one. We will move on to something entirely different now. Justin, I've mucked it up. I've mucked it up. Matt Corby was the answer, and I've said it out loud because someone wrote it in a text.
I've stuffed it up.
I'm so sorry. That's okay.
I knew it anyway. There was another one that I was thinking of, which was Paul Kelly, but
No, all right. Well, this is why we have extra questions, just in case. So I'm going to let you choose the category you want to be in. You can be in 2026, you can be in resolutions, you can be in eating healthy, or you can be in things that can be rolled.
Well, I'm going to move away from eating healthy because, you know, I don't like eating healthy.
Good man.
let's go to 2026.
Which UK city is hosting the 2026 Commonwealth Games?
Would that be London?
Not London, but thank you very much. I'm so sorry about that. It's not London. Justin, and apologies for making my big error. There were a lot of people getting it right. Who else was getting it right? Marie was getting it right. Emma was getting it right. Diane Mansfield was getting it right. It's me who was getting it wrong. Joni's in Preston. Joni?
Yeah, hello.
How are you?
Yeah, I'm good. I was calling up for that news resolution. I didn't know it, but I hope everyone's just to spend less time on their phone / internet / social media. That's what I was going to say.
Yeah, unfortunately, I think that is a big one at the moment, but not as much as improving fitness. So we are in the final question of 2026, though, which is which UK city is hosting the 2026 Commonwealth Games, not London?
Is it Manchester?
It's not Manchester either. Mate, thank you very much, though. Gary, no, absolutely not correct, unfortunately. Marie, you have got it correct. Very well done. Let's go to Frank. Frank's on the line. Frank, welcome to Nightlife.
Hello. Is it Scotland?
I need a city.
Oh, sorry. I don't know. I'm at the airport. I wouldn't have a clue.
You could probably catch a flight there if you're at the airport.
Yeah, one way.
Have a look at the board. See if there's a Scottish city you want to shout out.
No, I'm waiting outside for the sun, that's all.
Mate, take care of yourself. Have a good run, and I hope you're not at the airport for too long. That's never a fun run as well. Cameron in South Perth. Cameron, welcome to Nightlife.
Good. How are you?
I'm good. Which UK city is hosting the 2026 Commonwealth Games?
Birmingham.
Not Birmingham at all. No. Frank in Mount Evelyn, you are getting it correct. Maria, very generous of you for being polite about my blooper a little bit earlier. Thank you very much for that. Let's see if Richard in Wollongong can help us out here. Richard, welcome back to Nightlife.
Yeah, g'day, Copper. How are you going?
I'm good, mate. I'm really good. Happy New Year to you too. Which UK city is hosting the 2026 Commonwealth Games? Not London, not Birmingham, not Manchester.
So this is the one that was Melbourne was going to host, and they gave it up, and it's gone to Glasgow.
It has indeed gone to Glasgow. Thank you very much. More than a few people on the text line guessing Edinburgh, but Glasgow was what we were looking for. You have knocked out the last of 2026, so we still have one question in resolutions. We have eating healthy, and we have things that can be rolled. Where can I take you?
Have we had it? Oh, eating healthy.
Eating healthy. Here we go. Which unit of energy is equivalent to the heat energy needed to raise the temperature of 1 gram of water by 1 degree Celsius?
So I'm a bit torn here between a calorie and a joule. I'm going to go a kilojoule.
It's not a kilojoule, but Richard, you got us through a little bit of the way, and thank you very much. 1-300-800-222. We have got 7 questions remaining. 7 questions remaining and about 12 minutes left in the hour. So give a call now, 1-300-800-222. Ben in the Snowy Mountains. Ben, welcome to Nightlife.
Hi, mate.
The question is, which unit of energy is equivalent to the heat energy needed to raise the temperature of 1 gram of water by 1 degree Celsius, not a kilojoule?
Yeah, I've got no idea. I'm sorry.
That's okay. You want to have a stab in the dark or pass on?
I'll pass. Sorry.
No worries. Thank you very much for coming in on it anyway, Ben. The lot of text and who's getting it right? Frank, you are getting it correct. Adrian, no. Susan, yes. Diana, yes. Maria, no. A few people getting it right back and forth. Call in 1-300-800-222. Graham, welcome to Nightlife.
Oh, hi there.
The question you've got, we're in the category of eating healthy. Which unit of energy is equivalent to the heat energy needed to raise the temperature of 1 gram of water by 1 degree Celsius?
I know I was going to say joule as well, but a pure guess, therm?
Not a therm either, but thank you. Who is getting it right? Annie, yes, you're getting it right. Marie, you're getting it right. Make sure you're actually calling. Your text liners could be winning some prizes here if you wanted to come in on that. Joe's in Mount Dandenong. Joe, welcome to Nightlife.
Good morning.
Good morning to you. I can give you the question again if you need it.
No, not needed. That's a calorie.
A calorie is absolutely what we were looking for.
Physics.
Well done on you. That means we have one question left in eating healthy. We have one question left in resolutions, or we have got 4 questions left in things that can be rolled. Where can I take you?
Let's stay with eating healthy, thanks.
Which vitamin is also known as retinol?
That is vitamin A.
Vitamin A, absolutely correct, Joe. You are 2 for 2, and we've said goodbye to eating healthy. So your only options now are things that can be rolled or resolutions.
Let's try the things can be rolled.
That can be rolled. In which human organs would you find the vitreous and aqueous humours?
The eye.
The eyes, yes, things that can be rolled, the eyes. We staying here or are we moving on?
Yes, please.
In gaming, what items can be D6, D12 or D20?
In gaming? I think they're dice.
Dice is absolutely correct. That is a very Dungeons and Dragons style of dice, your D6, your D12, or your D20. We're down to the final 3 questions, Joe. You are 3 for 3 so far. We can stay in things that can be rolled, or we can...
Please.
Yes, done.
And you'll roll me, no doubt.
Oh, no. I think you'll like this one. Avena sativa is the scientific name for which cereal grain?
Sorry, that's oats.
Oats, yes, absolutely correct. Well done, oats, yes.
Well, I'm a farmer at heart.
You are a farmer. I don't think, you know, good on you for knowing the correct lines and everything like that. That's really good. All right, so that means two questions left. Yep. Are we staying here?
Yes, please.
Good, all right. I'm going to have to work out how to say this one. The Taloc Rural or Talocrural region is the scientific name for which part of the human body? Talocrural.
Things that can be rolled. So is that the first word was, please?
Talocrural, and I'm probably saying that wrong, so my apologies. Talocrural.
Things that can be rolled. I don't think it's the rolled. Ankles?
Ankles, absolutely correct. You know what this means? It is the final question, Joe, and it is, in July 1776, which explorer set sail from England aboard the HMS Resolution in search of the Northwest Passage?
1776, the Northwest Passage. Oh dear, 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 dear. It wasn't Cookie, I know that. Wasn't Hudson, was it?
It was not Hudson. We came so close. Only one question left, Joe. Good on you, mate, and thank you very much. 1-300-800-222. Pardon me, one question remaining. Let's go to Joel in WA. Joel, this is it. This is the final question. You could swoop in here and run off with a fridge magnet.
I feel like I've robbed the previous caller because he gave the answer at the start.
What is the answer?
And that was Captain James Cook in...
Captain James Cook was exactly what I was looking for. Joel...
Can you get the address of the guy previously? Because he absolutely killed it. He took all the good answers.
How are you? Have you won before?
I have not. I've usually ring in when I'm driving between the farm and back in Perth, and then I usually get one or two right, and I always manage to falter at the end. So here's my time.
Well, this is absolutely time. You've done the Steve Bradbury, and it's fantastic. Mate, stay on the line, and we'll get your details, and thank you. And well done, Frank, and well done, Marie, and only a few people getting that one correct. So I think we had a tough one. Hey, we played through. We've done it. We're over it.
You've been listening to a Nightlife podcast. For more great conversations about the issues that impact you, as well as features on travel and food, head to the Nightlife webpage. You'll find it at abc.net.au/nightlife. You don't need to be a night owl to enjoy the nightlife.